早上好，弟兄姐妹朋友们。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
今天是传福音的聚会。
Today is a gospel meeting.
我们欢迎第一次来到我们中间的朋友们。
We welcome newcomers for the first time.
我想你一定是朋友或者亲戚邀请你来到我们中间。
I believe you're either invited by your friends or your relatives.
就像刚才诗歌所唱的。
Just like what the hymn says.
无论什么人。
No matter what sort of person you are.
今天你来到这里。
When you come here today,
我们欢迎你来到我们中间。
We welcome you all.
我们特别谢谢刚才诗班弟兄姐妹为我们所献唱的。
We especially thank the brothers and sisters from the choir that sang this song for us.
我们今天来一起参加聚会之前，我们先来读一段的圣经。
And before we start our meeting, we'd like to read a passage.
我们来读马太福音。
Let's read Matthew.
马太福音十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
我们一起从十五节我们读到十七节。
We'll read from verse 15 to verse 17.
十五节。
Verse 15.
耶稣说，你们说我是谁？西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你，乃是我在天上的父指示你。我们就读在这里。
Our reading stops here.
我们一起有一个先有一个祷告。
Let's have a prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and we praise you.
感谢你，让我们今天有这样的机会，可以再次在你名下的聚集。
We thank you for this opportunity to gather under your name.
我们能够认识你，真的是因为你的启示。
It's truly due to your revelation that we can know you.
真的是因为你来寻找、来拯救像我们这样失散的人。
And it's truly because you came to seek and save people who are lost like us.
我们知道福音乃是你的大能。
And we know that the gospel is your power.
要叫一切相信你的。
And you will save whoever believes.
我们等候在你的面前。
And we wait before you.
我们纪念再次是在你名下的聚集。
We remember that it's a gathering under your name again.
我们将来参加的所有的朋友们交在你的手中。
And we commit each and every friend into your hands.
求你来开我们的心。
May you open our hearts.
让我们真认识耶稣是我们的主。
So that we can truly know that Jesus Christ is our Lord.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
最近呢，我在看有一个挺有趣的，就是在北京的那些地区呢，他考了一个有一个作文。
Recently, I've seen a competition in writing.
高考作文，我们知道现在呢，在我们这里呢是冬天。
I know it's winter here for us.
在中国的话，现在就是夏天，夏天的时候。
It's summer in China.
所以高考呢，也刚刚过去没多长时间。
So the high school leaving certificate.
我相信我们在座的有很多都是来自中国大陆。
I believe that many of you came from China.
高考曾经对我们来说的话，特别是对有参加过的人来说的，都是一件很难忘的事情。
And the high school graduation exam is something unforgettable for each and every one of us.
那一天呢，有一个课题，就是在北京地区有一个作文的课题，就是说到。
And the topic talked about.
他说，如果爱迪生呢，回到现在的时代。
If Edison, Thomas Edison were to come back.
回到今天的这个世界。
To the future.
看见了，现在今天这么多的人在用手机。
And he sees so many people using the mobile phone.
这两个有两个概念，一个是爱迪生。
The first is Thomas Edison.
一个是手机。
And the next idea is.
手机就我就不说了，大家都很明白，基本上每人都有一个。
Everyone owns a phone.
那爱迪生的话。
But Edison.
我想对很多人也不陌生。
I know many of you are familiar with him.
今天有一些主日学的孩子们在这里。
And there's some.
有听说过爱迪生的故事吗？有哈，他们知道，爱迪生故事他们知道，我相信大家也知道，在我们曾经读书的时候啦，曾经都有介绍过爱迪生的故事。
When we were studying in school, we all read about Edison.
他说，爱迪生如果回到今天呢
？He says if Edison were to come back to come to the future.
他是19世纪、20世纪的人物。
Because he's from the 19th or 18th century.
如果回到了100多年以后，回到今天21世纪的时候了。
If he travels to the future, which up to the present.
他看见这么多人的手机，他有很多的感慨，可是他作为就是为了这个要写开的。
He will be really amazed with people's mobile phones, and that's what the people have to write for the essay.
爱迪生呢，我想也我们再多讲几句。爱迪生呢是一个很伟大的物理学家，也是一个很伟大的发明家。
He's a very famous inventor and a physicist.
他的一生中间呢，据统计说他有发明了2000多样的发明。
He approximately invented 2,000 new things.
如果说最伟大的发明是什么的话，我来问问孩子们，最伟大的发明应该是什么？
What's the greatest invention?
爱迪生最伟大的发明。
What's the greatest invention that Edison?
很好。
Oh, the light bulb.
Light bulb, 电灯啊，就是我们今天这个院的电灯，当然不是那个白炽灯、钨丝的那灯，就是。
Of course, it's not the fluorescent light, but the normal,
他最伟大的发明就是说到他发明了一个电灯。
So that's his greatest invention.
刚才开始说的那电灯，他这是他最伟大的发明。他的伟大的发明呢，其实真的是改变了整个时代的人。
It was truly revolutionary for the whole people.
我昨天晚上我跟小霞在谈天的时候，我还在说。
Yesterday I was speaking to my wife and I was saying.
我家里电灯呢，基本上现在白炽灯的不多。
I don't have many fluorescent lights.
但是呢，在我的就是 working wardrobe 那个里面的一个房间里面呢，还有一盏白炽灯。
But in my working wardrobe, there's a fluorescent light.
这个灯呢，其实就是跟爱迪生以前100多年以前发明的那个电灯没有什么改变的。
There was one that's really similar to what Edison had before in my wardrobe.
今天的时代可能用了更高级的灯，那种。
So now we have much more advanced lights.
像比如说那 LED 啦，那种用很少的电又会发很亮的光。
Like LED or other lights that don't require much electricity.
但是他是第一个发明的那种真正意义上啊，带给普通百姓那种能够用的那种电灯。
But he invented the very first one that's useful for people.
所以难怪呢，他是美国人，我们知道。
He's an American, and we all know.
他在那个时代呢，那个时候呢，选举的时候，他被选出来说他是。最伟大的发明家。
And he has been elected as the greatest inventor.
这不仅他这样说，在后来的时代，那些很出名的科学家，像爱因斯坦，都说他是一个最伟大的发明家。
And even those after him, like Einstein, called him the greatest inventor.
我今天要来说的这个的话，我要引出来这位爱迪生，当他晚年的时候了。
And I would like to talk about in his later years.
他活了挺长的时间，活了80多岁。
Because he lived for very long, about 80
something years. 其实他去世的话，离我们的时代不是太遥远。你看，也就1922几年去世。
He only left the world in 1920 something.
有人呢就问他说。
And some people asked.
他说：“爱迪生啊，你一生发明了这么多的东西。
”He said, "Oh, Edison, you've invented so many things in your
lifetime."在你的一生这么多的发明中间呢，你最伟大的发明是什么
？What do you think is the greatest invention that you ever made?
我们今天刚才问的说，我们知道哈，后来人家都说他是最伟大，其中最伟大说他是，但是他是怎么回答啦
？We all talked about what we thought is the most important thing.
他是不是回答说，我最伟大的发明是电灯呢
？Did he say my greatest invention was the light bulb?
不是的，不是的。
No, not at all.
他是这样回答众人的。
He said this.
他说，在我一生中间呢，我最伟大的发现。
He said in my lifetime the greatest discovery that I had.
是发现主耶稣基督。是神的儿子。
Was the discovery that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
是基督。
He is the Christ.
他的宝血呢，洗净了我一切的罪。
And his precious blood washed away all my sins.
他是一个伟大的科学家。
He was a great inventor.
他是一个伟大的发明家。
He was a great inventor.
但是他呢，以认识这位基督呢，是为他一生中最大的发现。
But he found knowing Jesus as his greatest discovery.
我们今天呢，在座我们很多人，我们无论你是经常来到教会
，and many of us here, whether you've come to the church often,
还是今天呢，朋友今天亲戚朋友带你第一次来到我们中间
，or whether you've been brought here for the first time by your friends or relatives.
我们今天要来思想的一个问题是，
we'll like、
耶稣是谁
？To think of this question, who is Jesus?
耶稣这个人到底是谁？
Truly, who is he?
他曾经在这历史上中行走。
He used to walk in history.
圣经记载说他降生在马槽里面。
The Bible recorded that he was born into a manger.
他在伯利恒的马槽里面。
He was born in Bethlehem.
他就他的历史，他的活在世上的那个年日来说，他活的并不长。
And he didn't live a long time in this earth.
他活在世上不过是三十多年。
It was only a short 33 years.
但是呢，他今天呢，带给人类的太大的影响。
But he brought such impact on humanity.
有人说他不是国王。
Some people said he's not a king.
但是呢，他有成千上万、千千万万的百姓跟着他的。
But he has thousands and tens of thousands of people following him.
太多的人跟随他的。
So many people following him.
他不富有。
He's not rich.
他在地上，他圣经记载说他降生在一个木匠的家庭。
Because the Bible recorded that he was born into a carpenter's house.
他过的生活。在当时的时代不过是非常平凡的一个人。
And in the time, in his time, he was a very normal person.
但是今天呢，当我们看见我们来看他这个人的时候，
But today, as we see him as a person,
你发现他的影响是何等的大。
We see he has such great influence.
我们今天说到，我们今年是2013年。
And we talked about now is year 2013.
如果你知道稍微多一点的话，你就知道说我们这个2013年哪里来的。
And if you know a bit more about history, you know where did this 2013 came from.
我们为什么不愿意原先我们在从中国来民国啊，或者什么什么年的年份
？Why don't we talk about like the Ming Dynasty or?
我们为什么今天不用美国的日历
？Or using like some.
Or 英国的日历
？Or some England.
我们今天说到公元2013年来，是用以他的降生的年份呢、啊、为元年开始。
Because now we're using year 2013 AD, which means the year after.
我们不知不觉中间，我们其实也都在用他的名。
And we, without knowing, we have been using his name throughout the time, throughout our lives.
我相信在我们中间呢，很多人一定听说过耶稣的故事。
And I believe many of us heard about Jesus before.
也一定听说过耶稣因他所钉的十字架。
And heard about Jesus and his cross.
十字架的故事，我想很多人知道。
And I believe many of you know the story of the cross.
我们今天看见也有很多的人听。特别女孩子经常呢，也会挂这个项链，上面有一个十字架。
And many people, especially girls, will have a cross as a necklace.
其实十字架就这，它本身来说的话，真的一点都不记得纪念纪念。
Actually, cross by itself has no significance for memory.
也没有什么可以值得你可以夸耀的。
And it's nothing to be proud of as a symbol.
为什么我们今天呢不挂一个像以前我们时代？旧的时代，关公那个那个叫包拯的时代用的那个虎头拯呢、啊？
What?
啊，没关系，就是一个刑具。
What do we use? Oh, an act of tool of execution from China, ancient China.
那是说到今天呢、啊，主耶稣呢、啊、跟我们太有联系了。
But today we're using it to show that Jesus is so related to us.
十字架成了一个救赎的记号。
Because cross became a symbol of salvation for us.
我们今天特别在你看来到这里的话，你看见太多的教堂像外面挂着十字架。
And many churches have cross on the buildings.
不仅是这样，你看到医院里面的话，外面的话你挂着，你看红十字。
And even in hospitals, it's the Red Cross.
在战争的年代，你看那些国字、红十字那些救死扶伤的人员也都是挂着这样的脸。
And in times of war, the people who are emergency savers, they will have the cross, the Red Cross.
我们就看见它的影响呢、啊，真的是超出我们所能知道的。
And we can see its impact and its influence is far greater than we can imagine.
我们在利肯镇，在奥本这里呢，前几周的时候，我们有个那个家庭查经，就是。查经。
And a few weeks ago in Auburn, we had a family Bible study.
我们查到了里面的有其中有一个就是马太福音第一章。
And we talked about Matthew chapter 1.
如果你去看的时候，就说到一个耶稣的家谱来的。
It talks about the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
家谱里面描写了很多的人物。
And it talked about many people in it.
那他在里面在最后的话查到说到这位耶稣呢，他说要将他的百姓呢。从罪恶里面拯救出来。
And lastly, it ended with, and Jesus will save his people from sins.
主耶稣降生与世人不同。
Jesus was born differently to other people.
圣经说到他是借着玛利亚童女怀孕生子。
Because the Bible says that he was born from a virgin.
借着圣灵在他里面呢怀孕生下主耶稣。
He was pregnant from the Spirit. and was born as Jesus Christ.
圣经说到主耶稣名的时候，他说下面就一句说到要给他起名叫耶稣。
And the Bible, when describing Jesus, says, "And his name shall be called Jesus."
因他要将他的百姓从罪恶里拯救出来。
Because he will save his people from sins.
这里有说到他的百姓。
It talks about his people.
说到百姓从罪恶里面拯救出来。
It talks about salvation from sins.
一方面说到我们是他的百姓。
On one hand, it talks about we are his people.
其实如果你去读圣经的话，你知道，其实我们人呢，乃是借着神所造。
If you read the Bible, you will know that men are created by God.
我们不是从猴子变来的，真的不
是。We were not evolved from monkeys.
但是偏偏真的有人又相信这些。
But some people believe this today.
我看见有的时候啊，人家说他说这个人很像猴子。
Some people say this person looks like a monkey.
说这个人很像猴子。
He looks a lot like a monkey.
如果有人说你这样说你的话，你是觉得开心呢，还是不开心
呢？ If someone says this to you, would you be happy or not?
我觉得你会不开心的。
I believe you wouldn't be very happy about that.
但是偏偏呢，就是觉得说到哪人哪里来的，偏偏就觉得哎呀，人是猴子变的。
But then why do we feel that it's reasonable for us to be evil from sin?
所以我们是借着我们的主造我。
That's why.It's more believable that we were created by God.
我们人呢，其实真的是有高贵的身份。
Because truly we have an honorable life.
圣经说到人的创造的时候，你去看创世纪第一章，就说到人的创造。
And when Bible talks about creation, especially in Genesis,
我们是照着他自己荣耀的形象造的我们。
It talks about that we were created from His glorious image.
所以难怪在我们人来说的话，我们也会说到人是万物之灵啊。
That's why we said that the people are the spirit of the world.
人是万物之灵，只是人后来犯罪堕落了。
It's only that after people sin and fell.
所以亏缺了神的荣耀的形象。
And offended the glory of God.
所以我们今天呢，人呢，看上去的，有的时候呢，你看上去，哎呀，这个人很好很好。
And that's why sometimes you see this person looks really good.
但是你如果看清楚的时候，发现，哎呀，这个人不怎么样。
But if you see clearly, you find that he's not such a great person.
如果眼光来照的时候，发现这个人哇，这么多问题。
Or if the light shines on the person, I see, oh, he has so many problems.
这就是我刚才读的那一段，说到他要将他的百姓呢、啊、从罪恶里面拯救出来。
That's what I mean by he will save his people from sin.
罪恶入到人的中间。
Sin came into people.
所以死也跟着来到我们中间。
That's why death was brought among people as well.
我挺喜欢说了一句，就是我们中国人通常说的是吧，我们一出生就入死了。
And that's what I always say, like a Chinese saying. After I came out of death, after I came out of life, I entered into death.
当我们一出生的时候呢，就是往一条路，就是死亡的路上在走。
Right after we are born, we are instantly walking on the way to death.
我们就是走在这条罪恶的道路上。
And we're walking on this sinful way.
所以罪的工价就是死。
And because the wages of sin is death.
死后还有审判。
And after death is judgment.
这是一个很严肃的话题。
And this is a very solemn topic.
人的观景啊，哎呀，当没有显现的时候啊，都觉得很好，就像我刚才说的。
When our situation is not revealed, we all feel that we're all good.
我曾经看过这样的一个故事。
And I've read this story once.
他说在有一个地方呢，举行一个比赛。大型比赛。
So in this place there was a big competition.
他说比赛呢，我们知道现在很多的比赛。
We know that there's so many competitions.
他这个比赛呢挺有趣的。
It's a very interesting competition.
他说他比赛的内容是什么呢？
So what was the content for competition?
说谎比赛。
Competition of telling lies.
说谎，看看谁说的谎最精彩。
We can see who tells the greatest.
谁说的谎呢？又短又精彩。
And who tells the shortest but greatest lie?
如果谁得了这个，就是最后呢，当然有评委哈。所以说到最后呢，评出来说他是。
If the judges all said that he was the one who had the greatest lie.
有一笔丰厚的奖品在等待他。
It's great reward.
有奖品的，结果那一天呢，很多人去参加比赛。
So many people went.
这个比赛这个门槛够低的哈。
It's quite easy to enter into it.
如果叫你说去说真实的事的话，还要想想看。如果说说谎大赛的话，我相信很多人我们都可以来一段哈。
If we were to ask people to tell truth, it's you might think twice before entering, but if telling lies, anyone.
在我们的家乡那边呢，有一句这样说到，他说如果我们说谎的话，都不愿预先打稿的。
And the saying is that we don't even need to make a script for telling lies.
不愿预先打稿的，我相信真的是这样。有的人说谎是信口就来一句的。
People can just randomly tell lies.
结果呢，这那一天的比赛啊，很精彩。
And that day's competition was really.
最后有一个老比较年纪大的妇女呢，得了这个。
And an old lady got the reward.
他说了只有一句话。
He only said one sentence.
他最好，他是最后因为一直评选他最好。
And everyone just deemed him to be the best.
他如果想想看，他会说什么
？What do you think he she said?
如果是你，你会说什么
？If you were you, what would you say?
他说什么？他说，他上来他就说一句，他说我从来没有说过谎。
He said, "I've never told a lie before in my life."
我从来没说过谎。
I've never told a lie ever.
你看看他年龄都挺大了。
See, she's so old now.
他说他从来没有说过谎。
And she said she's never told a lie.
我想想看，这个确实哈，如果让我做评委的话，
if、
我也会投他的票。
I will probably vote for her as well.
他从来没有说谎。
She's never told a lie.
他从来没说谎的后面就是他在说一句什么样的话。
And the actual fact behind it is that the irony behind it, that was a lie.
年轻人，你们觉得是不是谎话？
Do you think it's a lie?
真的是谎话哈，真的是谎话。就是在我们说出一个关节是什么呢？
But what does it talk about us?
在我们每一个人的里面呢？
It says about us is that
在我们的嘴里面呢？
In our hearts, in our mouth,
我们真的是要擦出谎言了。
We will speak lots of lies.
我们的口，有的人说，哎呀。我这个人啊，做事啊，我从来不说谎，我做事都是凭着良心办事。
And some people say that I never speak lies. I do everything out of my conscience.
我不是怀疑这个人的人品哈、啊。
I'm not doubting this person's character.
这个人可能真的他的道德标准很好。
Maybe he has a high standard of conscience.
在什么样的标准里面呢？他真的是一个挺好的人。
Maybe in some type of standards, he's truly a great person.
但是。他在他的话语里面真的查不出谎言吗
？But can you really find no lies in his speech？
我们都知道哈。
We all know.
其实我们自己去思想的时候
，As we think about things ourselves，
我们知道我们人呢、啊，真的就是那个幻觉的生命。
We know that we have a sinful life in our heart。
我们不愿人教我们的。
We don't need anyone to teach。
说谎话不愿人教的。
No one needs to teach you how to tell
lies。当你遇到什么事情的时候，你的自然反应就是。谎话出来。
When you meet something, instantly lies come out.
当你碰到利益的时候呢，你自然的谎话就是出来。
When your benefits on the line, then your lies come out.
所以我们的关系呢，就是这样的。
That's why we are people like this.
其实我今天朋友们来到我们中间。
We have many friends among us.
我们不是一开始要说你坏话，说你不好哈。
Say something bad.
其实我们每一个人都是这样的关系。
Because everyone of us is like this.
其实我们每一个人呢，就是站在人的地位上。
Everyone is just standing as a man.
圣经说到这我们人的时候，就是说到堕落的人。
And when the Bible talks about us,
就是那种生命是犯罪的人。
As a man who is able to sin.
所以刚才我读的那一句说到主耶稣，他说他来到世界，他要叫他做耶稣，就是要将他的百姓从罪恶里拯救出来。
That's why I read the scripture that Jesus will save his people from sin.
我们刚才说到谁是耶稣的时候
And when we talk about who is Jesus,
这位耶稣来到世界要做一件事情
And he will do one thing when
要将他的百姓从罪恶里拯救出来
to save his people from sins.
哎呀在我当我们年龄稍微有大一点的时候
when we are old, slightly older,
你接触多一点事情的时候
when we see more things,
你看见世界上发生多一点事情的时候
we see so many things happening in this world,
就发现世界真的是何等多的败坏的事情
you find so much corruption in this earth.
在十多年以前 十几年以前
in more than roughly
在中国的那个很多知识分子相聚的在地方
there's many knowledgeable
都会他都会流行这样的一句话
and there's often this saying that goes
他说十亿人民啊八亿毒啊
so 10 million people 8 people
不是 10 million 10亿
10 billion people 8 billion will probably gamble.
他说，十亿人民，他说八亿在赌。
8 billion gambles.
还有两亿呢，在跳舞。
And the other 2 billion are.
哎呀，我前几天去中国的时候，到北京那个地方，还要到我们家乡那附近地方，发现真的街头很多人在跳舞。
And when I went back a few years ago, on the streets, people were dancing.
很多人在跳舞，我在这里我不多人。
Not many people dancing here on the streets.
那个路上不多人。
Not many people on the streets.
在中国的话，街上很多人，在真的行走很多人。
But in China, if you walk along, there's many people.
到处都是人。
It's people everywhere.
所以人民巴以啊。巴以在赌打麻将啊，或者说什么很多东西哈。两亿在跳舞。他说剩下了，不赌不舞了，还有250。
There's people who doesn't gamble and who doesn't
这个说
doesn't dance. He's probably a fool. Something wrong with his head.
说这个来的，就说到人的观景啊，其实在世界各地都是一样的。
But it talks about everyone in the world is in the same situation.
我就看见在十几年以前啊，悉尼那个赌场刚开门的时候。
And roughly about more than 10 years ago, when Sydney
十几年以前
casino just opened.
本来悉尼没有赌场。
Because Sydney used to have no gambling place.
比悉尼比较近的是堪培拉赌场先开。
And the one that's nearest is the casino in Canberra that was opened first.
那个时候没有这些赌博啦，那些风气这样比较流行的。
Not so much popularity in gambling before.
因为我那个时候还没有信主。
Because at that time I wasn't a Christian yet.
所以我也去过这些地方。
So I've been to those places before.
所以我看见什么？我看见一个现象是，当那个时候刚开门的时候啊。
And I saw that when the place just opened.
哇，那个是人山人海呀。
Whoa, like mountains of people went.
你要进去的话不容易啊。
It was hard to even get in.
你要排队进去。
You have to line up for it.
到一个时候是里面全满了。
And when you go in, it's all full as well, so crowded.
里面全满了，他要限定的啊，他只能进去，比如说10,000个。
And they have to say only 10,000 people can go.
啊，结果后面还有3,000个。
And then it's maybe 3,000.
他就有保安在里面了，500个出去，500个进来。
And the security have to say 500 leaves and another 500 comes in.
人可以在那里等了半夜三更。
And people can wait until night comes.
感谢主哈。
But we thank the Lord.
救了我们。
He saved us.
也让看见了这些罪恶的东西。
So we can see that all these are sinful.
那我们看见了神今天呢，借着主耶稣基督来到世界。
And we can see that through Jesus Christ,
来寻找、来拯救世上的人。
He will seek those who are saved, who save those who are lost.
来到我们中间呢，就要将他的百姓呢从罪恶里面拯救出来。
And he will truly save his people from sins.
所以刚才我一开始说到那个爱迪生故事，说到他说他认识这位耶稣是救主。
So when we talk about Edison knowing Jesus as his savior.
所以主耶稣今天来到这个世界。
So when Jesus comes,
他要来寻找你跟我，像我像你这样的人。
He will save people like you and I.
刚才不是有一首诗歌也唱到说主要快来嘛，主必快来嘛。
And the song we sang just now says that Jesus will come.
我们知道主耶稣曾经来到这个世界上。
Because we know that Jesus once walked on this earth.
曾经在地上行走了30多年。
And he walked for 30 something years.
我们也知道他最后呢，他被人钉在十字架上。
And we know that in the end he was crucified on the cross.
十字架的故事是什么？十字架故事就是人帮耶稣钉在十字架上。
And the story of the cross, what is it? It's just people crucifying Jesus.
本来呢，人被钉十字架了，是因着他的罪。
It used to be that Jesus should be crucified on the cross if he had sinned.
中国有死刑啊。
Because China also have capital punishment.
澳洲这里就可能就没有了。
Maybe Australia doesn't have capital
punishment. 本来是那些犯罪大的人呢、啊，被抓走了，证据确凿，要被判死刑的。
It used to be that people who had committed great crimes will be persecuted.
但是呢，主耶稣呢，圣经说到，其实很多人给他做见证，说到我们的主没有罪。
But the Bible and many people in the Bible testify that Jesus had no sin.
他没有犯过罪呀。
He had no sin.
他在地上行走，与我们生活一样。
He had the same life as us on this earth.
在他的口中插不出谎言。
But there was no lies in his mouth.
他跟我们不一样。
He was different to us.
他的生活跟我们不一样。
His life was different to us.
他跟我们一样，在这里地上生活。
Even though he lived like us.
但是他活出来的跟我们不一样。
But what he lived out was different.
到最后呢，世人呢？那些兵丁呢，将他钉在十字架上。
But in the end, people and the soldiers crucified him on the cross.
我曾经有一个跟有人跟这样传过，告诉他说，耶稣没有罪，被人家钉在十字架上。
And some people preached this fact before.
哎呀，这个人反应说，哎呀，这不公平。
And this person, 这不行，这不公平。This friend says, oh,
那岂不是冤枉他了？
Isn't that crucifying him?
亲爱的朋友，我要告诉你。
Dear friends, I'll tell you this.
在我们看来，确实是不公平。
To us, it really does seem unfair.
如果我们今天我犯罪的话，我们说一人犯罪一人担。
Like our saying goes, whoever sinned, whoever did the wrong will bear the punishment.
罪有应得。
That's what he deserved.
我犯罪怎么会叫一个无辜的人去替代呢？
So why should my sin cause an innocent person to be punished?
朋友们，我要告诉你。
Friends, I'll tell you this.
圣经说，我们的主耶稣是神的羔羊。
The Bible says that Jesus is the Lamb of God.
是神的羔羊来救我。
He's the Lamb of God to come to save us.
神的羔羊要来流血，为的是要拯救我们。
And the Lamb of God will bleed to save us.
他流出了宝血啦，就是为了洗净我们在座每一个人的罪。
And His precious blood is for washing our sins.
刚才我们唱的诗歌说，他实在是人。
In the hymn that we just sang,
他也实在是肯。
Was a man, and He truly is willing.
今天如果有一个人说你犯罪了，哎呀。我看见比如说某某人犯罪了，哎呀他是我的亲戚，我就 替他受罚算了。
If someone like a relative, a close one was, did something wrong, we just said, oh, we'll punish, bear the punishment for him.
如果我一个人欠了人家1000万钱。
For example, if I owned another person $1 million, $10 million.
我欠了1000万钱，挥别今天来说，哎呀我替你还算了。
And I said, I'll pay for him.
那些债主要来看一看，一查账的话啊。这个人也欠他1000万。
And the debtor says, "Oh, too bad. The other person, you can't pay because you owe me as well."
你实在是没有资格为他来赎罪，
you truly have,
来付这个罪债。
You have no right to pay the debt, even if you want to.
我们的主啦，他是神的羔羊。
Because our Lord is the Lamb of God.
圣经说到他是神的儿子。
And the Bible says that He's the Son of God.
他来到我们中间。
He came to us.
他站在我们的地位上。
And He stands in our place.
他为我们流血，为我们舍命。
He bled and He bled and died for us.
他要做的就是要付清你的罪债。
And what He wants to do is to pay all the debt.
他实在是人啊。
He truly was a man.
他是够资格的。
But he had the right to do it.
因为他是站在人的地位上。
Because he was qualified in
the man's position. 他站在完全人的地位上。
He was a perfect man.
他也是那位神的儿子。
And he was the son of God.
他是那位神满足神公义的要求。
He could fulfill the righteous requirements.
他流出的血能够洗净我们的罪。
And his blood could wash away our sins.
所以我们今天来到他的面前的时候。
So when we come before him,
我们要认识到这位耶稣是神的儿子。
We need to recognize that Jesus is
圣经说到他是要那位来的基督。
And the Bible says he's the Christ that will come again.
是神所高的。
He's the anointed one of God.
他满足了神公义的要求。
Because he fulfilled the righteous requirements of God.
他来到世上呢，将恩典呢带到我们中间。
And he brought grace among us.
他来是有目的的，他不是无缘无故来到我们中间。
So there's a purpose for his coming.
他来了就是要来只寻找来拯救像我们这样世上的人。
And it's to save and seek those who are lost like us.
我们说到耶稣的故事，说到他被钉十字架。
And the Bible talks about Jesus being crossed.
我们知道他被钉了十字架以后呢，埋葬了。
And we know that after he was crucified, he was buried.
我顺便说一下哈，被钉在十字架上呢，是一个很痛苦的刑罚。
Let me just say this as well. It's a very great.And suffer a lot of suffering to be crucified on the cross.
如果按照今天西方人的那些眼光的话，这种刑罚是不应该的。
According to the Westerner's point of view, we wouldn't think fair.
美国今天的话，如果有的话，它是电刑，据说哈，很快就死掉了。
And in America, they use electrocution, and it's said that it's very fast to kill.
在中国的话，就是用枪打死。
And in China, we just shoot the person.
也是很快的。
但是
钉在十字架上是一个极为痛苦的事。
But being crucified on the cross is a very long
and painful death. 因为它是慢慢的死去。
Because you die slowly.
你的血一滴一滴，所以说到他的流血的时候，说到他的血是一滴一滴的流出来。
That's why we said when talked about his blood, it's dripping.
所以他在十字架上呢，完成了救恩。
That's why the salvation that he completed on the cross.
就是为我们的罪，他死在十字架上。
It's because it's for our sins he was crucified.
那我们知道他死了，真的死了。
And we know that he truly died.
而且埋葬了。
And was buried.
我们也稍微你大一点年纪去参加那种葬礼了，就知道人死了到最后一定要埋葬的。
And if you've all been to funerals, and you know that after people die, they definitely need to be buried.
因为我们不过是出于尘土，又要归于尘土。
Because we're just dust, and unto dust will return.
那我们的主耶稣呢？三那埋葬了以后。
And after Jesus is buried.
他三天以后复活了。
3 days later, he resurrected.
这个跟其他的可能你。有听说过，或者你也曾经接触过其他的宗教。
Maybe you've heard of other religions before, or.
亲爱的朋友，我要告诉你，
But、
真的太不一样了。
Dear friend, this is so different from other religions.
如果真的是道条条道路通罗马的话，我们今天也不要只限于耶稣了。
If it's truly like what it says that every road leads to Rome, then we don't have to believe in Jesus.
今天呢，有太多的宗教。
Because there's too many religions in this world.
教导你怎样做怎样做。
Teach you to do this or to do that.
我要告诉你，那些宗教的教主。
But let me tell you this, even the people, the leaders of this religion.
那些教主今天呢，都在坟墓里面。
They are in the tomb.
他们其实也都死了。
They've all been dead.
他们也都埋葬了。
And they've all been buried.
然后就完了。
And that's it.
我们的主耶稣，他埋葬了。
But our Lord Jesus, he was buried.
圣经说他三天以后从死里复活。
But the Bible says after 3 days, he was resurrected.
也有那个时代的人为他做见证说这是真实的一件事情。
And people from his time truly acknowledged
and testified that it's the true thing.
Because his grave was empty.
因为他是神的能力叫他从死里复活。
Because God's power resurrected him from death.
因为他没有犯过罪。
Because he had no sin.
所以神要叫他从死里复活。
That's why God will call him up.
所以我们今天我们知道我们所信的这位耶稣。
And we know that the Jesus whom we believe in today.
是复活的救主。
He is the resurrected Savior.
他曾经死过。
He died before.
他从三天以后从死里复活。
But he was resurrected after
3 days. 他升上高天。
And he's risen up into heaven.
他还有一天还要来。
And one day he's coming again.
就像我们刚才有一首诗歌说到主要快来。
And like the hymn says that Jesus will come again.
就是说到有一天呢主要来。
And talks about Jesus will come.
我们前段时间有弟兄在这里分享说到世界的末日，我们其实不用对基督徒来说不用害怕。
A couple of weeks ago, a brother shared about the end of this world. But as Christians, we need not be afraid.
真的是这样。
Truly, it's true.
有一天呢，世界要过去。
Because one day this world will pass
away. 但对于我们这些信的人来说呢
，To all of us who believe,
我们知道我们的主耶稣要来接我们。
We know that Jesus Christ will come to get us, to take us with him.
所以我们今天说到我们所信的这位耶稣的时候，认识耶稣是谁的时候
，That's why we ask who Jesus is.
我们要知道这位耶稣是我们的救主。
We need to know that Jesus is our Savior.
他实在是人。
He truly was a man.
他也肯。
And he's willing.
有的是人的话，不一定是他肯。
Maybe even someone is a man, it doesn't mean he's willing to do it.
我们有时候跟小孩子开玩笑，我说今天世界上呢有很多有钱人。
Sometimes I joke with my kids, there's many rich people in this world.
你说有一个人他穷困潦倒，欠了人家很多钱，有的人真的他有这个能力能够帮助他的。
If someone, a poor person, owes a lot of debt, maybe some rich people always willing to help.
但问题是他肯吗？
But is able to help them. But the question is he willing to help them?
我们的主他能。
Our Lord Jesus can.
他也可。
And he's also willing.
他愿意。
He's willing to.
所以诗歌说到，我们今天在这里等候他。
That's why it says we're here to wait for him.
我在前几天去一个顾客家里。
A few days ago, I went to a customer's house.
他。挺有经历的一个老人。
He's a very experienced man.
他一个
妇人。Old lady.
他跟我说，他说他参加过越战。
She said that she went to the Vietnam War.
因为他那个时候美军在那里打仗，他也去参加。他因为他是一个护士来的。
Because he was a nurse, so he was helping on the front line in the Vietnam War.
他说他的丈夫是一个直升机驾驶员。
And his Our husband used to be a pilot.
所以两个人都在越战里面呢、啊，都在那个战争年代，曾经经历过很多的事情。
Both of them experienced lots of things in the Vietnam War.
那我们问他有没有信耶稣，他说有。
And we asked her if she believed in Jesus.
哎呀，他挺高兴，他就跟我们说，他说看见今天的这个时代越来越坏，真的越来越坏。
And she said that was so the world is going so bad and turning evil.
他说他相信主一定快来。
But he says that Jesus will come soon to believe.
所以我们今天呢，我们又对所有的朋友说，主耶稣爱你。
That's why I like to say to all of you friends that
他能
Jesus loves
他肯他也爱你。
He's able, he's willing, and he loves you.
他在十字架上完成的救恩是为着全人来。
The salvation that completed on the cross is for all humanity.
圣经说到我们这位耶稣，他说他是常远活着为我们代求。
And he says it says it's long living, and he's always praying for us.
他的宝血流出来就洗净了我们的罪。
And his precious blood will wash away.
如果我们愿意来到他的面前，
as long as we're willing to
我们接受他的救恩，
to come before him, to accept his salvation,
他要来赦免你。
And he will forgive you.
他要将永生赐给你。
And he will give you the eternal life.
叫我们敞开一个心，
May we open our hearts
来接受他，
to accept him.
哎呀，我们很多的时候，特别孩子哈，当你年龄轻的时候，真的不会太体贴父母的那个心意。
Many times, especially as young people, we do not know how to understand our parents.
很多的时候，我们都是很以个人为中心的。
Because we used to be very self-centered.
曾经有一个真实的故事，说到有一个地在。可能是在北半球那个地方，具体哪一个？说有一个人呢。
A story talked about something that happened in northern Hampshire.
他生活是像一个烂子一样。
This is this person.
烂子一样在那里生活。他把家里的钱呢花光，没有把家里的钱呢偷出来花。
He squandered all he had after stealing it from
his family. 他父母挺有钱的。
Although his family was very rich.
期间的时候就暗暗拿。
At first he was stealing secretly.
到最后呢是明着抢。
And after that, he was robbing them.
到最后的话，就是要拔枪出来打他的父母。
He took a gun to threaten.
因为他要把他的父母最值钱的东西拿去的时候，然后他的父亲要来阻止他的时候呢。
Because his parents couldn't let him take the most valuable.
他就拔起枪来打他三枪。
And he shot his.
结果呢，其中有一枪呢，打从心脏旁边穿过去。
And one shot fired just missed the heart.
我们知道，如果打到心脏，肯定就死了。
And we all know that if it passed through the heart, the parents
died. 从心脏呢？就很幸运，这个父亲呢没有死。
But he was fortunate enough to not die.
就碰到医院前面抢救。
And he was.
那这个儿子呢，犯了大罪了。
But he committed. His son committed a great crime.
那就被送到监狱里面去。
And was sent to the prison.
被判了20年。
He was sentenced to 20 something years in prison.
结果，当他20年刑满出来的时候。
But after he finished his sentence.
当他从监狱出来的时候，那天是圣诞节。
That day was Christmas day.
那天圣诞节的时候呢，我们知道在北半球是白茫茫一片，是雪。
And we know that in the northern hemisphere it's all snowing.
他走出监狱的时候呢，我相信他的心是迷茫一片。
And we can't imagine his heart must be so lost.
他不知道往哪里去。
He does not know where he will go.
我也相信他也不知道他以后的生活会是怎么样。
And I believe he doesn't know what's going to happen to his life.
结果呢，在不远处监狱的门口呢，有站着一个人在那里。
But he saw someone standing. Oh, well.
在他的那间呢，看上去了，哇，年纪好大。
And you can see the person's really old.
头发、胡子都白了。
It's white hair and white.
这个人走到这个孩子面前，
person,
应该不是孩子了，现在已经也都挺大了。
And this person was approached by this elder.
这个人就对这个人说，就是老人对这个孩子说，他说孩子，我们回家吧。
And the elderly person says, son, let's go home.
你说这个人是谁吗？我们知道哈，这个人就是他的父亲，就是曾经被他用枪差点打死的这位父亲。
And we know that this person was the dad that was almost killed by his own son.
这位的，我相信呢。这个孩子呢，他现在呢一定知道什么是父亲的爱。
And I believe that this child definitely understands what is a father's love.
亲爱的朋友
now, ，Dear friends，
我相信你曾经听见过，可能你或多或少听见过耶稣的故事。
I believe you've definitely heard of Jesus.
在人间都有这样的父亲的爱。
And if in the world is love like this，
我要告诉你，神的爱远超出人的爱。
Then I will tell you that God's love is far beyond man's love.
神的爱是愿意将他的独生爱子耶稣为着你的罪被钉在十字架上。
Because God's love is that He sent His only Son to die on the
cross. 神的爱要在这里彰显出来，他的爱是何等的广阔高深。
And His love is manifested here to be how great and wide.
他今天愿意来救你。
And He's willing to save you today.
他肯救你。
And He's able and he's willing to save you today because he loves him.
他愿意爱你们。
He's willing to love you.
所以他就愿意付出这极大的代价。
That's why he's willing to pay such a great price.
如果你年纪大一点的话。
If you're slightly older.
如果你是为父母的话。
If you are a parent.
如果我跟你讲你对这些孩子爱的时候我相信你一定会有同感
If I ask about your love towards your son you
很多的 很多的妈妈我看见为孩子跟着他很愿意做出是一般的人所不一人愿意做到
And I know that mothers are willing to do far greater things
神爱我们所以他就愿意的来到我们中间他要做一件的事情是他所愿意他能够付出这么大代价所能去做的
And this is what God's willing to do with such a great price
我在前大概上一周的时候
And roughly last week
有一个不是前三周就是他又来就是有一个推销员呢来到我们中间
Some time ago, a person,
来到我们中间
我来我
饭饭店他向我们推销一些东西他推销完以后呢我们、跟他有聊天
And after selling, trying to
聊天以后呢他就我们就问他说哎，你有没有去教堂啊
So we asked him, do you go to church?
啊，你有没有信耶稣啊
Do you believe in Jesus?
哎呀，他跟我他聊完以后，哎，他就开始说了，就是跟以前不一样的，就是前面本来是说推销的事情，后面就开始说耶稣的事情。
And he was talking about selling things before, and now、
哦、他就说
哦，
我知道耶稣是谁。
He says, Yes, I know Jesus.
耶稣是我的救主。
Jesus is my savior.
耶稣他也是一位信耶稣的。
We thank the Lord that he.
他说耶稣是我的救主。
He says, Jesus is my savior.
他听我的祷告。
And he hears my prayer.
然后他就告诉我说啊，我家庭经历怎么样，怎么难处，然后他救了我。
And he tells me about his family story, how Jesus saved them.
今天呢，耶稣救我们，不仅救我们中国人。
And I feel that、like、Jesus does not only save Chinese people.
各国各方的人他都拯救。
He saved all sorts of people,
and
people from all nations. I do not know which country he came from.
他说，哎呀，我很高兴今天认识你。
He says, "Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you and know you today."
因为我问他这些，他说我很高兴能认识你今天。
He says, "It's a pleasure to know you."
后来呢，过了很多周以后。
And a few weeks afterwards.
他有一天呢，又经过我们那边。
One day he passed out.
他说我今天来不是来推销哈。
He says, "Hey, I'm not here."
他说我不是来推销今天。他说我今天看见到这边来，我就很愿意进来跟你聊几句。
I see you, but I want to have a nice chat with you today.
他就在我们就在那里又开始聊了一些。
So we had a
他说他我已经不在那个公司干活了。
He says I don't sell things for that company.
他说我很愿意进来跟你聊几句。
I'll have a chat with you.
他说了一句的话，我也觉得很感动。
And he said something that really touched me.
他说我当我讲到耶稣的时候了。
He says when I think about Jesus.
我里面就激动了。
My heart is so excited.
当我聊到耶稣的时候了，说到我这位所信的耶稣的时候了，
When I talk about Jesus,
我的心里面就激动了。
My heart is so moved.
哎呀，我们何尝不是这样？
Isn't it for us?
亲爱的朋友，耶稣爱你。
Dear friends, Jesus loves you.
他愿意救你。
And he's willing to save you.
我们今天的生活，哎呀，太多太多的东西呀，今天在影响着我们的生活。
Because there's so many things that influence our life.
太多的东西呀，让我们生活觉得很枯燥，很压抑。
There's too many things in life that make us feel depressed and bored.
有一个孩子，我相信孩子中间呢，也都是很多东西影响着我们。
很多的话语。There's many things to it.
很多让你担心的。
There's many things that worry you.
但是我们要记得。
But we should know.
耶稣爱你。
Jesus
这位耶稣啦，他愿意救你。
And he's willing to save you.
他真是那位，圣经说到他是那位成了道路、真理跟生命。
He's the way, the truth, the life.
他借着死了，败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
And through death, he defeated the one who held the power of death.
他要救我们那些因贪死、因就是惧怕死亡而为奴的人。
And he will save those people who are slaves because of the fear of death.
他要将我们呢，从死因的幽谷里面带到平安的路上来。
And he will lead us out of the valley of death.
他要救我们。
Walk on past peace.
无论你今天你的光景是怎么样。
No matter what sort of situation.
无论你今天你是坐在困苦可怜的困中间。
Whether you're in poverty and in suffering.
无论你今天是在罪恶捆绑。不能走出来。
Or whether you've been in bondage of sin.
无论你今天是在赌博的中间。
Whether you are in the gambling situation,
无论你是在情欲捆绑中间
or whether you've been tangled by your flesh,
无论你是在仇恨的捆绑中间
Whether you've been bound by hatred,
主耶稣又来救你。
Jesus will be.
主耶稣要将他复活的生命赐给你。
And he will give you the life of resurrection.
你要做的是什么呢？
So what do you need to do?
像诗歌所唱的，不过是来信靠他。
What do you need to do? Just like the hymn says, to believe him.
我们每一个人，我们真是需要耶稣。
Each and every one of us truly needs Jesus.
哎呀，我就想到说，其实。我其实最近呢，我看见呢，在我身边的亲人中间呢，也看见生命是何等的短暂。
And even in some of my relatives, I found life is too short.
我们中间有很多的年轻人。
There's many of us here who are young
people. 可能对你来说，生命短暂的时候呢，你们不觉得怎么样
？Maybe when I say life is short,
我今天还很年轻。
Because you're also young.
你看今天在台上的那些读律学的，他们年龄都很小。
Teenagers from Sunday school, they're also young today.
我如果说某某人七十岁、八十岁，然后他因为一些什么事情就走了。
If I see some people, who's 70 something or 80 something.
你会觉得说，哦，那个是 accident 嘛？哎，那个只是他们活到那样的年龄，差不多就要走了嘛。
You just hear that, oh, their time has come.
我太太前几周去那个车上那个坐火车的时候碰到一个人。
A few weeks ago, when my wife went to take a train,
跟孩子们一起走，结果呢，在路上呢碰到一个人向他传福音。
And share the gospel with this person.
他对他说：“还要去信耶稣。”
Say you need to believe in Jesus.
人生短暂。
Life is too short.
哎，他说他很有感触。
And he said he was very.
他为什么很有感触呢？这个人他说他刚来澳洲的时候。
Because he said when he first came to Australia.
他这个人不是中国人，他说在一个中国人的老板那里干活。
He's not a Chinese, but he was working for a Chinese boss.
他是这个老板呢，很好的一个人。
He said he was such a great person.
关心这个员工，对他很大的关注。
His boss cares for his employee.
但是他有一天呢，出现了一些事情。
But one day something happened.
他在那里的这个中国人，他说他按照那个说法说吃那种 Chinese lolly， 就是那个糖果或者硬的那种糖果。
He was eating a hard Chinese lolly.
结果吃了吃了，可能不小心就把那个整粒的糖果。吞到那个喉咙里面去。
And accidentally, somehow he swallowed it and it got stuck.
结果这个糖果呢卡住他的喉咙。
It got stuck in his throat.
卡住他的喉咙呢，他的一个侄子呢就赶紧拿一杯茶给他喝。
And his nephew quickly got a glass of water and gave it to him.
我不知道是不是他喝进去的，可能加重他的就是病情。
I don't know if it worsened his situation.
结果呢就卡住了，整个人呢呼吸不了。
But he couldn't breathe.
叫救护车了都来不及了。
And it was too late to even call it.
他就是因为吃这个糖果了，他的生命就结束了。
And because of this one lolly, his life ended.
结果他这个人说什么？他这个人说，他说我来到澳洲了好几年，我都是很不快活的。一想到这件事，很不快活。
So he said that whenever he thought about, he remembers this, he feels so sad.
如果我说生命短暂的故事，太多生命短暂的故事。
If I talk about stories of life, it's
或者你说
short,
这个人还有一点年龄，因为他毕竟也有六十多岁了。
Or maybe you say, oh, this person is 60 something, still sometimes.
亲爱朋友， okay. 我要跟你讲另外一个故事。
But I'd like to tell you another story.、Different.
这个故事呢，那不是很遥远的事情。
It wasn't something that happened a long time ago.
这个故事呢，因为它所发生的话，就像这些孩子年龄一样。
Because it happened to a person who's just like.
这个故事就是我有个女儿 Esther。
The story is that I have a daughter Esther.
她呢在中学里面读，在她前事情是发生在一年多以前。
It happened roughly 1 year ago.
她呢有一个同学。
She has this classmate.
那个时候十二岁，就也就一年多以前。
He was 12 years old.
她在中学里面就。马上就进中学，那个圣诞节。
In the Christmas for right before she's going to high school.
这个小孩子叫 Max.
This kid is called Max.
他有一天呢，他的父母呢就住在我们中那个家就是附近。
Because they live very close to our house.
因为学校呢就在我们家旁边。
Because the school is beside our house.
所以他的妈妈呢，其实我经常碰到我们的孩子的话，一开到我们家门口的话，都会喇叭叫几声。
And whenever they drive past the house, they will honk.
叫几声，然后呢，他那一年呢，他就爸爸妈妈了。我们知道澳洲人呢，经常有度假的习惯。
We all know that Australians have this habit of going on holiday.
度假习惯就是住了一个地方，还有一个 holiday house.
And it's a holiday house.
我们华人 不大流行这个。
Of course, it's not very common for Chinese.
我们经常是买了一套房子，再买一套房子。
We always buy a house and buy another house.
再买一套房子。
Or get another house.
那澳洲人可能按照我们说是比我们会懂得享受一点啊。
But chance and more.
他有一套啦，可能在套是在可能北岸和那些就是离悉尼比较远的地方呢，那些。就是在 coast 旁边，就是在海岸线旁边。
He has a house that's near northern coast.
我以前在我工作的地方的时候，那个老板呢也是，也带我们去过几次。就是他的 holiday house， 就是到了假期的时候，他那个时候他不是带我们去度假，他带我们去干活，然后在他的假期里面呢带过几次。
And this boss of mine had brought me.
当然了，我们知道了哦，原来澳洲人是这样生活方式。
Of course,
在海岸旁边出去钓钓鱼。
Their way of life to fishing.
然后到晚上到餐馆里面吃吃饭。
And then at night go to the restaurant.
带你到一些好玩的地方去看看。
And bring you to some good places.
那这个家庭呢也是这样。
And this family is like.
他有个 holiday house.
They had a holiday
house. 他家里人有四个人。
They have four people in the family.
他就带他的。全家人一起到 holiday house 去玩。
So all of them went to the holiday house.
他几年没有去了。
He hasn't been there for a few years.
几年都没有去这个地方了。
Hasn't been there.
那在前一年多的时候，那个圣诞节的时候，就带着孩子啊，两个孩子，一个是大孩子，一个小孩子。
One year ago, roughly, they have an older son and a younger son.
两个都是男孩。
Both are boys.
我们家里人都认识他，因为他的一个大孩子啊，曾经是我小儿，我儿子的他的 buddy， 就是他当你。进去读 Kindy 的时候，他不是有一个六年级人来带领他吗
？Okay, and we know both kids and everyone in the family because the older son used to be a peer support leader for my younger son.
然后就到了那里以后呢，就开始度假，那一年去度假了。
So they went for a holiday that year.
几年没有去。
Hasn't been there for.
那一天晚上啊，发生了一件事情。
But that night something happened.
那天晚上在睡觉的时候，他们在那里睡觉。
They were asleep.
有几个房间嘛，又在那里睡觉。其中有一辆货车啊，在 Pacific， 他的 house 在那个 Pacific Highway 旁边附近的部分。
His house is very close to this Pacific Highway。
结果有一辆货车啊，就是在 Pacific Highway 开的时候。
By this truck as it was driving。
他对面的那有一辆车呢，开过来。
There's an approaching traffic in his direction。
结果呢，进入这个货车的那个
And went into his lane。
这一位的货车司机想规避这辆车
and because he wanted to avoid this vehicle
那他就转弯
he swerved
他就想改变一下方向
to change direction
结果这辆车呢失去了控制
but this truck lost balance
这辆货车失去控制撞到了这个 Max 的 house
and crashed into Max's house
就是刚才我说的这个男孩的 house
this boy's house
当场把这个房子的撞塌
and
其中一间房子撞塌他的孩子两个孩子呢我不知道是不是住在一个房间就是这个小儿子呢当场就被撞死了
I don't know if two of the kids live in the same room but this little Max was instantly killed
他就当场就被撞死了他的一个大的儿子呢爬得低时可能是他的或者刚好没撞到结果他的大儿子跑出来了
But the older son survived
他父母呢在另一个房间没事
And the parents were in some other
他的孩子呢这个小的孩子呢当场撞死了哎呀，那一年事情过后了，那些学校啊，哎呀，要来聚集这些就是那些孩子啊，又带他们好像一些心理辅导。
And after that happened, the school had to give counseling to many kids in school.
事后我问我的孩子。
And afterwards, I asked my kids.
当你知道这件事情了，你怎么想的
？What do you feel when you found this?
哎呀，他孩子这样的孩子，你想想看，这样孩子的年龄，他讲的，他说一个是什么？Life is short.
So I asked them, and they learned. First of all, life is short.
生命是短暂的。
Life is short.
你想想看，十几岁的孩子会经历说生命是短暂的。
Think about it. Even teenage or kids think life is short.
生命也是脆弱的。
And another thing is life is fragile.
是脆弱的，太脆弱了。这个一断的话就没有了。
It is really fragile. And a hit and you're gone.
我孩子回来说。很难想象哈，就这样不再这个孩子这个 Max 不再回来了。
And my children said it's so hard to imagine that Max is no longer coming back.
在那个时候呢，那些电台呢播出这件事情。
And on the radio they talked about this.
那些电台播出那个 local 报纸啊登出这样的事情。
And the local newspaper published stories about this.
他说他的父亲呢 接受那个采访的时候呢，他说了这样的一句话。
And the father said this when he was interviewed.
他劝大家。
He,
他说。
Asked people.
当孩子每天晚上跟你说 good night 去睡觉的时候。
He says when your kid says good night to you before they sleep.
你要亲一下你的孩子。
You need to kiss them. You should kiss them.
因为你不知道啦，这是不是最后一次。
Because you don't know if that's the last time you do it.
他就是这样过来的。
And this is how
他的孩子呢就这样走了。
His son passed away like this.
他在 我的孩子说 他家里人、啊、他不是有一辆车，他说车后面不是欧洲人挺喜欢贴那个 sticker 吗？
And,
去观察，那就有两个大人两个小孩。
And in my kid said that in his in Max's car, family car, they have a sticker, bumper sticker.
其中一个小的孩子上面呢，他是后来的贴了两个翅膀在上面。
Oh, there's two older adults and two kids, and one of them they modified it to add a pair of wings.
他的一个盼望是什么？盼望是孩子能够到天堂去。
And they hope that this son is in heaven now.
亲爱的朋友
，Our dear friends,
今天我们能够把握。
You can grab hold of today.
今天呢，很多东西我们可以做。
There's lots of things that you can do today.
我们不要轻易就把它过去。
Let's not let it pass easily.
救恩已经显明。
Because salvation has come.
耶稣愿意爱你。
And Jesus is willing.
主耶稣也愿意救你。
Love you and save you.
你今天愿意接受主耶稣做你个人的救主吗？
Are you willing to love, accept Jesus as your Savior today?
主耶稣是道路。
Because Jesus is the way.
是真理。
He's the truth.
是生命。
And He is life.
他要将永生赐给你。
And he's willing to give you
圣经上说，如果有人认自己的罪，
the Bible says that if anyone confesses his sin,
神是信实的，
Jesus, God is faithful,
是公义的，
and he's righteous,
必要赦免我们的罪，
he will forgive your sins,
洗净我们一切的不义，
wash away all your iniquities,
如果你愿意，
if you're willing,
耶稣今天要来救你，
Jesus will save you today,
今天又来救你，
he will save you today.
我们请诗婷，我们一起来把刚才诗歌一段唱再唱一遍。
Let's sing the stanza from the hymn that we sang just now again.
我们请你思想，好好思想这个问题。
I hope you really think carefully about this question.
趁着我们今天还有这样的机会。
As long as we still have today.
我们不知道我们的生命有多长。
Because we don't know how.Long we are going to live.
我们不知道我们会有一天会怎么样的结局。
And we do not know how our life.
我请你抓住今天的机会。
That's why I hope you grab hold of this opportunity.
接受主耶稣做你个人的救主。
And accept Jesus as your Savior.
圣经上说，如果有人认自己的罪。
The Bible says if anyone confesses his sin.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
是公义的。
He is righteous.
必要赦免我们的罪。
He will forgive all our
sins. 洗净我们一切的不义。
And wash away all our sins.
我们要做的是什么呢？
So what do we need to do?
我们不过是来信靠他。
We just need to believe in him and
我
们请
事情，我们一起来唱第一段。
Let's sing.
我们就唱，就唱一遍。
Only stanza. Really first time.
耶稣基督不要等候你来，爱等候你的午餐。山绵绵望，欢迎你来，无论什么人，这是救主的呼召。他等，他等，他等，等的是救恩。如果只有你信靠，
我们一起祷告。
Let's have a prayer.
如果你听了今天的信息，如果你心里有感动，
If you heard the message today and you have moved in your heart,
如果你愿意来到这位耶稣面前说，主耶稣，我是个罪人，需要耶稣的拯救。
If you're willing to come before this Jesus and says, Jesus, I'm a sinner, I need you to save me. No matter how many times you've come along us,
无论你曾经来过，
No matter if you've come before,
还是今天第一次来到我们中间。
Or you've been here for the first time.
还是你曾经听到很多的福音的故事。
Or you've heard many stories before.
我邀请你。
I invite you.
敞开你的心门。
To open the doors of a heart.
接受主耶稣做你个人的救主。
To accept Jesus as your
Savior. 如果你愿意的话。
As long as you're willing.
你跟我一起祷告。
Pray with me.
亲爱的朋友。
difference.
不要让今天就这样过去。
Do not let today pass like this.
请你把心门打开。
Please open the doors.
耶稣要来救你。
Jesus will come to save you.
耶稣今天就要来救你。
And he will save you today.
今天就是悦纳的日子。
Today is the day of.
今天就是拯救的日子。
And today is the day of salvation.
请你跟我一起祷告。
Please pray with me.
主耶稣。
Lord Jesus.
我感谢你。
I thank you.
我赞美你。
I praise you.
原来我们的主耶稣
truly our Jesus Christ
这样的爱我
loved me so much,
要来救我
and will save me.
我来到我们的主耶稣面前
I come before our Lord Jesus.
我愿意认我自己的罪
I will confess my sin.
求你来救我
Please save me.
你实在是能够救我
You truly can save me.
求你听我的祷告
May you hear my prayers.
赦免我所有的罪
Forgive all my sins.
我感谢你
I praise you.
你要将永生赐给我。
You will give me eternal life.
感谢赞美主。
Thank you and praise the Lord.
靠主耶稣名求。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.